This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. We'll learn the 10th Mishnah, 15th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos, and the first Mishnah in the 16th chapter. So Mishnah Yud, Mishnah 10. A woman goes, she's traveling, and she says, Nitan li Yavam b'medinas hayam. All right, so she's traveling with her husband. She has no children. And when she leaves, she has no brothers-in-law. So even if her husband were to die, if there is no, the husband has no brother, there's obviously no Yibam, and she's free to marry anybody. So she leaves without a brother-in-law, but she then says, listen, I was traveling, and my mother-in-law had a son. So now I have a brother-in-law. But then she says, Amra meis ba'ali v'achar kach meis yevami. My husband died, and then that the kid who was born died. Or yevami v'achar kach meis ba'ali. The brother-in-law died, then my husband died. So ne'emenes, she's believed. Again, the same thing we've seen in the previous Mishnayos, she left with the chazaka that if her husband died, there's no yibum. And after she says, what she says, she's in the same status that her husband's died, has died, and there's no yibum. So she is believed because she hasn't changed that status quo. But if halchahi uvala viyavama lemedinas hayam, she goes with her husband and the husband's brother overseas. Okay, now she is leaving with the chazaka, with the assumption that if her husband dies, there is a brother-in-law, she has to do yibum. That's how she's leaving. And then if she says, Amra meis ba'ali v'achar kach meis yevami, yevami v'achar kach ba'ali, eina ne'emenes, right? If she says either my husband died, then his brother died, or the brother died, then my husband died, right? Where she's essentially claiming, I am no longer obligated in Yibum after my husband has died, but I am free to anyone. Eina ne'emenes. She's not believed, right? Because she's changing the status quo. And the Mishnah says, she'eina isha ne'emenes lomar meis yevami she'tinase. A woman is not believed to say, my brother, my husband's brother died, and I'm now allowed to marry anybody. Right, the Gahati says she's only believed to say, my husband died, because there, they assume that she'll really do an investigation, she'll really check it out, she'll make sure he has died. Otherwise, A, probably she really loves her husband. B, if she kind of fudges that, she is an adulteress, she's a married woman. With somebody else, the child of Mamzerim, there are terrible repercussions. So in that case, she's really going to be very careful for all those reasons. But with the brother-in-law and other people, she won't be as careful. And therefore, the Chachamim only gave her the right to say, my husband has died. And the fact that we believe her is only with regard to the husband, not with regard to anybody else, where she won't check as much and the status is not, repercussions are not as terrible. So she is not believed. Also, velo mesa achosi. She's also not allowed to say, my sister has died. Shetikanes lebeso. Right? Once the sister is gone, maybe she's got eyes for the brother-in-law. Be'ena ish ne'eman lomer. And similarly, a guy is not believed to say, mate achi, that my husband died. Sheyabem ishto. Right? That I want to, that I'm now allowed to do yibum, to marry his widow. Husband's not believed to say that either. Velo mesa ishti. Husband's not allowed to say, my wife died. She yisa achota, that they can marry the sister. All right, what the Mishnah is telling us is the exception, is when the woman is allowed to, is believed to say, my husband has died, but that's the exception and not the rule. The rule otherwise is that one person is not believed, right? Usually we need, we need more than that. Okay, Mishnah Aleph Perek Tet Zion 16:1. Ha'isha shahalcha ba'ala b'tzara sala medinas hayam. So now she stays home. The husband and a co-wife, back in the day, a guy could have more than one wife. Right, so Reuben is married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel stays home. Reuben and Leah go overseas. Uvav ve'amrula meis ba'alech. So they come back and they say, now it's against not the co-wife, because she's not believed, right? The co-wife is not saying that she's still overseas, but word gets back to her and says, meit ba'alech, your husband has died. Okay. Sensibly, right, when the guy left, there were no children. But the Mishnah says, lo tinase velo tisyabe. She can't marry somebody else because, right, maybe she has to do Yibam. The husband died. There were no children. So she can't marry somebody else. Velo tisyabe, but she shouldn't do Yibam also. Ad sheteda shema meuberes hitzarasa. Until she finds out, maybe overseas the co-wife got pregnant. And if that co-wife has a child, then there is no Yibum because the dead husband now has a child and there's no Yibum. She can't get married, right? Maybe she needs to do Yibum. She can't do Yibum. Maybe the co-wife has a child. She's not allowed to do Yibum. So she has to find out, right? She's stuck in a holding pattern until she finds out if the co-wife is indeed pregnant. Haisa la chamos. All right, let's say her mother-in-law is still alive. So ena choshesh, that we don't worry about. What's the worry there? All right, let's assume there is no brother-in-law. We don't have to worry that the mother-in-law got pregnant and had a kid. Right, that we're not concerned with. A co-wife, yes. The mother-in-law, no, because the chances of pregnancy in a mother-in-law are much, 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 much less than with a co-wife. And therefore, ein chosheshes, right? If the husband goes and they come back and say, listen, your husband has died, she doesn't have to worry that she can't get married because maybe the mother-in-law had a brother and now there's Yibum. That we're not worried about. Yatza Mileya. Right, so the English says she left pregnant, but like the Hebrew, actually, Malaya means full. In this case, full means full with child. So the mother-in-law is actually pregnant. So then, Choshesheth, then the Mishnah says, okay, we have to be concerned that maybe the mother-in-law will give birth to a boy. That boy will be the brother-in-law. She'll be Omedas Leibum to that child. Wait till he grows up, whatever it is, but she has to, you know, if the mother-in-law is actually pregnant, so you got to be concerned. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Eina Chosheshes. Rabbi Yehuda actually says, no, you don't. Right? Gehati explains Rabbi Yeshua has what we call a sveik sveika, right? A double doubt. Maybe the mother-in-law won't even give birth, right? Maybe the child will be stillborn. And back in the day, again, the percentages of, right, stillborns and other tragedies were much, much higher. So doubt number one is maybe, okay, she left pregnant, maybe the baby didn't make it. Doubt number two is maybe the baby is a girl, right? And then the husband has a sister, which doesn't do anything for the Yibum situation, right? The husband needs a brother for Yibum, not a sister. Halacha, apparently, according to the Kahati, is not with Rabbi Yeshua, but a fascinating application of that sveika rule, of the double doubt rule. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.